WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.
This is WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you how amazing classical music is. You probably listen to classical music all the time. It's everywhere. In your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies, video games, and so much more. During this show, you will enjoy lots and lots of wonderful classical music. Now, let's join our hosts as they get ready to take you on a musical journey into the world of classical music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello to everyone on this lovely day. I'm so excited to be here with Trevor Neal from the Newport Music Festival, who is back once again this week to bring you exciting classical music for your children's enjoyment.
Thank you, Jamie. I'm so thrilled to join you and the rest of our listeners at home as we explore the world of classical music.
I'm sure everyone at home is just as excited as we are to get started today, but first, let's thank our sponsors.
Absolutely. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Now that we have thanked our very generous sponsors, Trevor, what musical journey do you have for us today?
Jamie, today we explore a piece of music that was way ahead of its time in world music influences. Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, throughout, paints many colorful musical pictures with heavy influences from Eastern Asian culture, or what was known at that time as Orientalism.
Go on.
Well, during the winter of 1887, as he worked to complete Alexander Borodin's unfinished opera, Prince Igor, Rimsky-Korsakov decided to compose an orchestral piece based on pictures from 1001 Nights, as well as separate and unconnected episodes. Scheherazade consisted of a symphonic suite of four related movements that form a unified theme. It was written to produce a sensation of fantasy narratives from the Orient. Initially, Rimsky-Korsakov intended to name the respective movements in Scheherazade Prelude, Ballad, Adagio, and Finale. However, after weighing the opinions of Anatoly Vlieridov and others, as well as his own aversion to a too definitive program, he settled upon thematic headings based on the tales from the Arabian Nights.
Oh, so it's like Aladdin.
Well, sort of, but not quite. How about we just dive right in? Jamie, you are in for a treat. This is Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Whoa, what stunningly interesting music.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Jamie, and I hope all of you at home enjoyed it too.
Oh man, I can hardly wait to see what you bring next week. It's always a joy having you, Trevor.
And it's always a joy being here, Jamie. And thank you again to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, and other generous supporters just like you for your continued support to help bring programs like this into the home of our listeners week after week. Thank you.
See you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll hear next time. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Classical Kids Hour. Gotta go. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you next time.
WCRI's Classical Kids Hour is sponsored in part by the Newport Music Festival with generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust.